What an honor it is to talk with you.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
Oh,
I know.
I was kind of talking to the people calling in this morning at 833-563-2539, but you're pretty cool, too. I mean, yeah, definitely an honor. What are we talking about? Well, we're talking about lying, deceitfulness, and it all has to do with that. Money, money, money.
Money, money. That was a very dramatic pause there. So yes, we're talking about when you have a hidden account, when you've got a stash, maybe
secret debts even too. Like maybe you don't have maybe you don't have any money anymore because you spent it all.
They're saying this is really ending more relationships than perhaps even physical cheating.
I mean, how do we all feel about this? I guess I should ask everybody before we went on the air, but is anybody here hiding something financially from somebody they're with? Or have they in the past? Because, for example,
Chops is shaking his head yes.
Would you care to disclose, like, roughly what that is?
No.
No.
Are you hiding it right now?
Or in the past? I guess right now.
All right. Silence is golden. You can always lie to us. What are we going to do? Check your bank statement?
Wait, but why? Why do you feel like you have to hide it?
Are you doing child support for a kid you had out of wedlock?
No. I mean, I guess he just knows that I'm just hiding a slightly little teeny more debt.
Oh, I see.
So he knows that you're hiding it, but he just doesn't know the amount.
Do you guys think it's worse to hide debt or to hide money?
Oh, well, if you're hiding money, at least we know you have some. I don't want to find out about the debt. Like, well, we owe how much?
Yeah, I guess it would be debt. Like, debt would be, because debt's really scary, and it can be really hard to overcome. But if my future husband one day is like, I'm hiding how much money we have because, like, you're going to spend it all, I totally get that. I have like a little bit of a spending problem that I guess I kind of cover up. Like I don't initially.
What's your spending problem on?
Clothes, random stuff, clothes, accessories.
I feel like every woman, and I learned this from my mom, should have a rainy day fund. I'm not saying like thousands and thousands and thousands, but should have enough that she has, especially if she is like a mom and is a stay-at-home mom. I feel like if something hits the fan, you need to have enough for a plane ticket and a hotel stay. And I just think that's being smart.
Okay.
Did you have that while you were married?
Yeah.
And did your ex know
about it?
Did
it rain?
No, I mean, I'd have to dip in. I'd have to use it for like, oh, I blew the tires or something like that, you know? But I think you should always have, like, a fund like that.
Yeah,
I think it's very important. I
get that.
My fund was more like I was tired of hearing about it if I went to Target. You know what I mean?
Right.
So a lot of times, like, that's the number one thing, Joe, you can attest to this, that couples bicker about. And I was just tired of hearing about it and arguing about things that I wanted to do.
Spending.
Like, if I went to the grocery store, I don't want to have a two-hour argument about what I spent at the grocery store.
Yeah, we argue about it all the time in our marriage because I'm like a super tightwad and my wife wants to do all these experiences and spend money. I'm like, no, let's pay off another $1,000 on my car instead of getting plane tickets and going somewhere.
Well, and I think there's a good balance. Look at me talking to you guys. I literally am not married.
You're the hottest mess out of anybody.
I know, exactly. But I do feel like there is a little bit of balance to it. You know, like obviously you want to pay off that debt and I'm constantly telling Porkchop about it too, like, you know, because I get how hard it is for him, but at the same time, just like let Kobe Bryant be an example, life is short, so I get your wife. She's like, no, let's have these experiences.
Typically,
now
in a relationship there's one spender and one saver. Typically, now if there's two spenders, it might be some trouble.
It'll be fun until you run out of money to spend. Allison, you're on Joe and McKenzie. Were you hiding some money or what's your story?
So I think mine's a little different. I am hiding money from my husband because I am, I'm actually battling cancer right now, and he has been absolutely awful through this entire process. And so I can't work outside of the home, so I kind of have my side hustle, and he knows about it, but he doesn't know the extent of how much money comes in. And so we're kind of waiting until this whole thing, once my last round of chemo is over, like, I have enough money to file for divorce and move if it comes to that.
Bless your heart. Do you have other support? First of all, I'm so proud of you for persevering, and I'm so sorry that he's being so unsupportive to someone, even if you aren't in love anymore, that he spent, you know, his life with. Do you have other support system outside of that?
Unfortunately, they're all out of state, which is why I have to have such a big nest egg. So If it were to come down to it, I wouldn't have anywhere local that I could go. I'd have to take my kids and we'd have to go out of state. So I kind of have this little hidey hole that I call it and just thought cash away. So I literally have enough to file for divorce and move out of state at the end of this, my last round of chemo, if he doesn't get his head out of his butt.
Well, keep going. You got this. You are sharp. You're smart. And this is all going to turn out great. Seriously, she's got her head on the
everything straight. Mackenzie said. Now, question, being all seriousness here, what is your side hustle? Because Porkchop thinks that we can make some money playing like Call of Duty online. Is that what you're doing to get the side money? Are you playing Call of Duty?
Oh, my gosh. No, I do. So it's funny because I'm actually from New Jersey as well, and I got my license to do nails in New Jersey, but I haven't transferred it here yet because it's so expensive. So I do nails for donations out of my house, and he just doesn't know how much money I've actually brought in doing that.
Wow. All right. Well, good for you. And like Mackenzie said, you're going to kick this cancer's butt, and you keep on doing your thing. We're thinking of you, Allison, and we may not be family, but we're here for you.
Take it one day at a time, one thing at a time. Make your plan and go.
Porkchop, you ever think about doing nails as a side hustle?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Pedicures, you can get massages.
I need one.
Oh, boy, do you. Toya, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. Thank you for hanging on. What is the story here with finances?
Yeah, I agree with Allison. I definitely hit money. And I know it's bad, but tomorrow's not promised, and you never know what's going to happen. I've been in relationships where I thought everything's going great, it's wonderful, and then boom, you find out so-and-so is cheating on you, and you got to find a place. And I have kids, so I've always kept money put up aside just in case. Because what if I need to go get a room? What if I need to move? You know, so I've always done that. And I know that's not the greatest thing. But even in my relationship now, I have money put up.
Can I ask you, Toya?
We actually don't discuss finances at all. He doesn't know how much I make. I don't know how much he makes.
Wow.
We don't share an account together. We don't discuss our spending habits. As long as bills are paid, neither one of us questions, what are you spending money on?
Now, Toya, I want to ask you and I want to ask Mackenzie, like, are you two ladies, because you both are on the same page about having a rainy day fund, is that the case? You feel like a lot of your girlfriends do the same thing? Or are you kind of on your own with this idea? Like, Toya, first,
no.
Like, do your friends do this too?
Yeah, I have friends that do this. Again, we all have kids, so you never know. Your kid's going to break an arm or, you know, if they're going to get hurt at school. And going to the hospital is expensive.
Oh, right? No doubt. It is.
No, you just have to be smart about it. And I know people are like, well, you don't need, it's not necessarily sneaky. It's just you're trying to be prepared and smart. Like I said, and it's a difference between having, you know, a couple hundred and a couple thousand. I mean, great if you have like tens of thousands or whatever stored away. But I think that you should always have a little something. I mean, what happens, you know, maybe you're on vacation and you lose all your, I don't know, your cards. Maybe people say you should always bring cash. You know, just think things out. Always be smart.
I'm hiding $10,000. I'm just trying to pretend to be poor.
Are you keistering it right
yeah.
now?
What's that mean?
I heard he could keister $100,000. Good morning, Jonathan.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Nothing, man. Just keistering. What's up with you?
I'm keistering $1,000 as well.
Wow.
I'm proud of you guys.
It's a weird turn.
All right. Anyways, so you were hiding $1,000, or what'd you want to say, buddy?
No. So my wife doesn't know this right now, but I used to work with a girl that I was like kind of close with that we like. Before me and my wife got married, and we were like dating, and she wanted like this car, I don't want to say what kind of car, I don't want to like give it away, but she wanted a car, and it was a lease, and it was like $500 a month. So basically, I'm leasing my ex-girlfriend's car right now. I pay the lease payment. My wife doesn't know.
That is insane. That sounds like a Porkchop move, by the way.
Yeah,
that does sound like something. Well, he can't keister a car.
Or can he?
Never say never.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
Let the record show, that is the most times we've referenced keistering in one show. Actually, in one segment. I'm actually impressed.
Can we even say that word?
Well, I hope so, because that's a few examples of us getting fired.